We're back on In Focus News Radio KMAN. I'm Brandon Peoples talking here today with members of the City of Manhattan. We've got Vivian Uccello, Public Information Officer, Jared Wassinger, Assistant to the City Manager, and Dustin Dunce, Co-Chair of the Community Committee. We're talking about the strategic plan here. You heard the ad here just a moment ago. EngageMHK.org/crossroads is the website to learn more information about what's going on, and that's a great tool. Has a lot of good information on it, including a survey that people can take advantage of. And let's talk a little bit more about that, Jared.
Yeah, we have a kickoff survey on our website right now. So folks can go to the website, engagemhk.org/crossroads, and they can register on the site so they can start participating throughout this month, few month long process to start engaging. Right now, it's a pretty simple survey, and it'll be open through the end of the weekend. We've actually already received over 300 responses, which is great. But we're really asking people to tell us about their vision for Manhattan and then the core services that they'd like to see their city provide. We also asked a question about how they, you know, this survey has been open for a few weeks now, and we asked folks how they wanted to engage for this first round of public engagement. And overwhelmingly, we did see a lot of people who wanted to see a virtual setting right now, and then maybe in the future in May, we can do some more in-person stuff. But that was one of the questions that we did ask too. Following this week, beginning the week of March 22nd, the survey on the website is going to shift to the same format that we're using for our virtual public meetings that we're having the week of March 22nd. So those same questions that we're going to be reaching out to people during those four virtual meetings will also be available for individuals who can't make one of those times to take those surveys and questions and do it at their own pace.
Now, with the information from the survey, how will that be utilized going forward?
So our planning consultants are going to be taking all of this information that they're hearing from our virtual meetings, from our surveys. We're also asking our community project committee members, our 35 members, to go take these meetings. We're calling them a meeting in a box. And we're having them take them to hard-to-reach groups or groups that they're affiliated with to ask the same questions to reach as many people as possible, asking all the same questions so we can collect all that data and synthesize it. Then in April, we're going to start presenting some of this to our city commission and our governing body and city staff to get a feel for what they've heard over the last 4 months, and in particular, what they heard over the first round of public engagement. And then we're going to start crafting some of those vision statements, some of those mission statements, some of the high arching goals of what we want this plan to achieve and what the city should focus on over the next 3 to 5 years. And then in May, we're going to come back with another round of public engagement, and we're really going to start targeting those conversations and efforts on the prioritization of these goals, of these projects, of services that we think are most important, and things that in the event that we need to make those tough decisions about what we need to do, we'll have that prioritization list of maybe what's not as important. And then over June and July is really when we're going to come back again with our city commission, re-summarize what we heard in May, and really start formulating and adopting that plan. And then that's going to be the on the onus of our city staff, our city manager's office, and the city commission to put forth a budget each year that adheres to that strategic plan.
Now, this will be all-encompassing. So if people have a concern maybe about a certain department, let's say the Parks and Rec department, for example, they want maybe more services there, that'll be included in the survey, and then same with like Public Works, if they want street projects to be focused on, will that be part of the survey as well?
So there are a lot of really open-ended questions with the survey and opportunities for people to share whatever their concerns are, whatever their visions are for the future of Manhattan. The first question even is, you know, what do you think about the future? What do you hope Manhattan will look like in 10, 15, 20 years? Do you want a place that has perfect streets and no potholes? Do you want a city that's safe to raise your family? Do you want a place where there are lots of sports opportunities? What matters to you? What do you value in a community? And then that'll help steer city decision-making. If we have everybody in the city, if soccer is the top priority for every person in the city, then that, you know, that lets us know what direction to go. That's just a silly example, but if we have an idea of what matters to the folks who live here, then we can all make better decisions to help meet their needs.
Now, if everybody picks soccer, maybe we'll get the World Cup out here in Manhattan. How about that? I know that Kansas City's got a bid in. We'll see if that happens. But probably not. But that's a great point, Vivian. And, you know, so the survey is obviously going to be very helpful, and that's it probably doesn't take that long. It's probably pretty simple to do and just right there on the website. And let's talk about the name Crossroads. Where did that come about?
Go ahead, Vivian.
We felt like after going through this year of tough decisions and kind of like, I don't almost want to say collective trauma of the pandemic, we're all kind of shaking the dust off and trying to envision what the future is going to look like after going through this experience, looking around and thinking, kind of taking stock, we're at a crossroads in a lot of ways. So we want to go one direction or the other. What do we envision personally as a community, you know, on all levels, after going through this, what matters? Where do we want to go? What kind of choices do we want to make to give ourselves, our families, our communities the best future possible? So this is a time of big decision-making in a lot of ways. And the city itself, I know families, everybody was faced with a lot of tough choices this past year. So we want to make sure that we're in a position to make educated, tough choices in the future, when we're faced with problems again, and make sure that we're responding to the voices of the community.
Yeah. Well, I couldn't have said it better myself. I noticed in the past year how very important, you know, just this is me being a news person and already understanding, but how much these decisions impact our daily lives at the local level. It's huge. And, that's a big reason why we do what we do here. And, spreading this information, getting it to people is so important. And I know you have, several that have already signed up. What's the number? The figure is a little over 100, Jared?
Yeah, we're at 120 people who've signed up for one of the four virtual meetings that are going to be the week of March 22nd. Vivian, I think you got it spot on about Crossroads. We're going to have to make some tough decisions over the next couple of years, especially if things remain the same from a revenue perspective. But we understand at the same time that our community wants to see that high quality of life and quality services, which really is why we're asking the public, you know, to engage and provide that feedback to us. It's why we created this 35-member community project committee of a diverse group of residents in the area that Dustin's co-chairing to ensure that voice is heard. Because without it, it's our five elected city commissioners and city staff if that extra leg isn't there to help guide the process.
Yeah, that's why this is really cool, because before it has been just kind of those five city people making decisions, and now we're going to hear from everyone. And on the committee, we started asking who are the hard to reach groups in Manhattan, and then we charged each other to go out and try to connect with those people. And, you know, 120 that have signed up so far for those meetings is great, but we'd love to have more. I'm a counselor at Manhattan High School. I connected with the MHS Stucco, and I've tried to encourage them to sign up. So we want, you know, students to sign up. And then my grandparents live in Manhattan, and I've encouraged them. So we want a wide range of anyone we want to hear from during these meetings.
And I want to point out, Brandon, you don't have to be a current resident of Manhattan to contribute your voice. If you work here, if you visit here, if you were a student and Manhattan has a special place in your heart, certainly if you're a resident, but if you, if you value visiting in Manhattan, we want to know why you visit. We want to know what you want to see to make that experience even more enjoyable for you. So it's open to all voices. And like Dustin said, we're trying to get as many people to participate as possible, including students. We'd love to hear from more students.
Yeah, that's a great point. You know, a lot of the students maybe aren't from here originally and are living here now. And that's, their voices matter just as much because they're spending time here and they're spending money in our community. Let's talk about the schedule again for the engagement sessions, and that starts next week.
Yeah, our first... Go ahead, Vivian.
Oh, go ahead, Jared. It's okay.
I was just going to say, yeah, our first virtual meeting is Monday, March 22nd. It's over the noon hour from 12 to 1. And then we have three more throughout the week. Tuesday at 7:30 a.m. It's a morning session for folks to register, as well as Wednesday, March 24th at 7 p.m. That's kind of a late evening one for folks who can't maybe necessarily get into those meetings during the day, during the workday. And then Thursday, March 25th from 6 to 7 p.m. All those dates and the opportunity to register for one of those four virtual public meetings is on our website, engagemhk.org/crossroads. And you can hop on that. You can take the kickoff survey that's on there right now. There's a lot of information on there just to read a little bit more about Crossroads MHK and the plan and what we're striving to do here, as well as the opportunity to kind of have your voice be heard and register for one of those virtual meetings.
All right. And we will ask you to register to take the survey, and we'll communicate with people throughout the process. We'll be sending email invitations when we have future public meetings. We'll be posting results of surveys. We're going to try to make all the information as public as possible. So there are lots of ways to engage, and we encourage you to sign up and participate. Easy to do. Just takes a few minutes.
All right.
And wouldn't it be cool one day if you could say you were involved in the first ever Manhattan strategic plan and maybe tell your kids or grandkids that you worked with a big group and helped do this for the city of Manhattan?
Absolutely. What a great opportunity here for a lot of folks. EngageMHK.org/crossroads. That's the website for more information and to get signed up. Guys, thank you so much. This is great information for our community. Appreciate it.
Thanks, Brandon.
All right, Jared Wassinger, Vivian Uccello, and Dustin Dunst, our guests here on In Focus. Stay tuned. We'll hear from Manhattan Christian College next on In Focus.